John Conroy, hip and knee specialist on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Welcome to a very special report today, where we will take you behind the scenes of a hip replacement at Harrogate District Hospital. Surgeon John Conroy performs hundreds of knee and hip operations every single year, and today we're going to take you on a typical patient journey. Today, that patient, who I would like to thank immensely for letting Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing show come along, is Michelle Griffiths. Michelle is 59, from Pontefract, and was referred to Harrogate for the surgery after other treatments, including pain relief injections to fix the osteoarthritis in her right hip, hadn't been successful.
Initially, the pain sort of came and went. However, it got progressively worse. The injections helped, but for the last 3 months, it has deteriorated to such an extent that sometimes I can't even walk up the stairs. It's not just physiological, it's psychological as well. It's quite sort of depressing when she'd been a very, very active person, and it sounds rather cliched, but you know, you never know what you've got until you've lost it. One of the things I really want to do when my hips are healed, I just love to watch the sunrise, walk along the beach in the morning with my son, walk back. It's just the small things in life that sort of really make a quality of life.
Mm. And what, it's sort of kind of a difficult question, but what does the pain feel like? So somebody who has never experienced it or heard somebody talk about what that hip pain is like for you, Michelle?
It's generally a dull ache, but then occasionally, several times a day, it's like somebody that's just shooting bullets from just sort of down your leg, really, towards your foot. And obviously, I think probably because the knee takes a lot of the strain for the hip, the knee tends to ache an awful lot as well.
So I've come along today on the day when you are actually having your hip replacement. How are you feeling ahead of that? Are you okay? Are you apprehensive? Are you excited?
A mixed feeling, really. But I obviously have done the research on the surgeon that's performing the operation, and I feel extremely privileged to be having this operation. I think I'm really quite excited.
We have actually been joined, Michelle, in the room by John Conroy. Hello, John.
Hi, morning, Beth.
So, from your perspective then, what the issues that Michelle has had with her hip, are they fairly common? Are they unusual? What are we looking at?
It's a fairly common condition with osteoarthritis of the hip. Michelle's condition is slightly different because she's developed it at a younger age. She's been referred over to Harrogate because we're a specialist unit for doing hip arthroscopy. But unfortunately for Michelle, she's already developed osteoarthritis. So the best treatment is a hip replacement. And that will give her a really good result. It's very effective at getting rid of pain. There's about 95% chance we'll get rid of pain.
But this isn't Michelle's first time here at Harrogate Hospital. It was 6 weeks ago that she came for her pre-op appointment.
Well, you see several people during the process. It's about 2 hours. But the main person that I saw was a lady called Laura, who was the sister. She reassured me about the operation, told me how important it was to actually prepare for the operation in terms of familiarising myself with exercises. You know, I felt so very, very, very reassured. She was absolutely wonderful. Wonderful.
So it's about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. The whole thing is going to be finished by about 11 o'clock this morning, is that right?
Yeah, it should be finished by 11.
Yeah.
We've got other patients to do after that, so we're here all day.
My name's Jodie, I'm the sister on the elective admissions and discharge unit here at Harrogate Hospital. So we're here to greet the patients, to make sure that patients are prepared as quickly and safely for theatre as possible. Historically, patients used to go directly into beds onto a busy ward first thing before an operation. So the purpose of this unit is geared up to make sure patients are ready, are prepared as quickly, safely as possible.
She's currently in with the anaesthetist at the moment. Will it then be you taking her to theatre?
Yep, so theatres have already rung, they're ready for her around there, so as soon as she's seen all the relevant people, then we can take her around to theatre.
We are all on corridor about to say goodbye to Jodie. Thank you very much,
Jodie.
You're
welcome.
Thank you, Jodie.
And off we go, Michelle, so let's head down. How was your appointment with the anaesthetist?
Oh, it was excellent. He explained all the benefits, actually, of having a spine up. rather than a general anaesthetic.
So there are options, I suppose, of how...
There are, yes. You can have a general anaesthetic, obviously when you're out completely, or you can have a spinal with or without sedation. So basically you're aware of what they're doing throughout the whole procedure. And for me, because I want the best chance of recovery, I've opted to have a spinal.
So this is a bit of a weird walk for you, because it could be the final time you're walking. And so are you in pain now?
Yes, I am actually. Yeah. I find everything quite strenuous, and I get tired very easily. So you're absolutely right. I just can't wait to have a new life.
Yeah, it's quite a bit. I feel very privileged to be part of it. Thank you for having me, Michelle.
Thank you.
Hello, my name's David. I'm a staff nurse on the elective admissions unit. So my job this morning has been to help get Michelle ready for theatre and then bring her along to theatre.
And you have done some very good case carrying as well, haven't you?
I have indeed. It's all part of the job, yeah. We could be doing as many as 15 a day. It varies a little bit, but yeah, we get through quite a few.
Kelly Mitchell, and I'm a care support worker in the main theatres. At this point, we make sure all the work from the ward is all complete, because we don't know anything about this patient, so we need to make sure we've got a thorough handover in terms of, like, if there's any allergies, anything we need to be aware of, so then we can pass that on to the theatre team to then avoid any complications.
Yeah. And because it's quite a big operation that people have. Yeah. At this stage, do you ever have to sort of help them with a bit of nervousness or anything like that?
Yeah, it's quite common that the patients obviously are quite nervous, so it just... Even things like having the television on can help settle the nerves, and just talking to them, answering any questions that they may have.
Yeah.
Just trying to get them at ease, really.
So it's nearly time for theatre then. John Conroy, the lead surgeon for Michelle's hip replacement, and his team for the day are all ready. It's time for me to get into scrubs.
Try those two on that
okay.
top.
Wonderful.
What size shoes are you?
Six.
Let's see what's spare then.
So these are like Crocs, aren't
these
they?
Yeah.
John explains the final few preparations before they begin.
Currently, Beth, we've just done our team brief. We call it a huddle, where all the team gets together in the anaesthetic room. We've discussed each patient that's on the list today. We've checked that we've got all the right equipment and we're all prepared for the patient to come down. So now the ODP, which is Gary, is going to the waiting area and he's going to pick up Michelle and... bring her down to the anaesthetic room.
It's Gary Neal, I'm an ODP. I've been doing it for 22 years.
And an ODP is?
Operating department practitioner. I assist with anaesthesia, but we also take a lot of pride and care in looking after patients. We make sure that the journey's safe, lots of emotional investment. Patients are very often nervous at this point, so we talk to them along the way, make sure they know what they're doing.
And how are you feeling, Michelle?
Actually, the staff have been absolutely wonderful, and I'm feeling apprehensive, but very, very, very reassured.
Okay.
Very reassured.
All right. Well, I'll let you go into your anaesthetic room. I'll see you both soon. Thank you.
Entering the operating theatre, Michelle had been with the anaesthetist, and it was time to put my mask on.
So blue side on the outside.
Okay.
And then you've got like a bit of wire in there.
Right.
Put it on your nose first, and then bend it.
Right.
And then tie the top.
I was advised where I could and couldn't go to maintain infection control, and the operation began.
My name's Grant Baker. I'm the sales rep for the company called Stryker.
And so you provide all the gear, I suppose?
Yeah, the instruments and the implants all come from Stryker.
Currently in front of us we've got a lot of trays with a lot of different equipment. It all looks very, very shiny. What is it?
Okay, well, the far tray is the instruments basically to do the socket. You know, a hip has a ball and a socket. And then the closer trays are the trays that you use the instruments to put the actual hip stem in on the femoral, on the leg side. So what you do is you try everything, and when we've tried it all and Mr. Conroy's happy with it, then you get the real things out, which are all sterile outside.
Whilst the surgery got underway, Grant showed me Michelle's x-rays.
Because obviously on an x-ray, the whiter it is, the harder the surface. So the white is the bone, and anything that's black has got less resistance to the x-ray. So that's sort of tissue and things like that. So you can see in this patient that there's no gap, if you like. There's no line between where the head of the hip sits and the cup.
So does this mean Michelle's cartilage is gone?
It's worn away, basically, and that's what osteoarthritis is, a lack of sort of lubricating surface between the two. So what you get is bone on bone, and that becomes very painful, and that's where you get the pain and lack of mobility as well, because it's a high friction and it sort of feels like it's binding on and grinding sort of thing.
So John's just explained that the system in the theatre is kind of a big yellow square in the middle on the floor, and it creates an airflow so that it's the most hygienic conditions possible. What did John call it? It was a special name.
Laminar flow. So there's clean air inside that coming down, and then it vents out. It's clean air coming down and exiting out of the theatre and taking all the impurities out with it, basically.
Just a little warning coming up for the slightly more squeamish of you. There are about to be some descriptions and sounds of the surgery. This will last under 1 minute.
So it's making the incision through the skin, then through the fat layer, basically, and then down through the muscle, and then he'll approach the hip joint. And then the first thing he'll do is dislocate the hip out. It's quite a satisfying pop, you'll hear it.
Imagine.
So he dislocates the hip out, and then that enables him to cut the neck off. And then that's where we start to make space to do the replacement.
So you're about to dislocate the hip, so
you see the legs in that position, so he's going to increase the hip
there. It sounded like gas escaping, didn't it?
Well, it is, basically, because there's suction.
I imagined it to sound more like a big pop, but it wasn't.
So 54 Trident shell.
The actual surgery that John Conroy and the team did took well under just 1 hour. Right, Michelle, how are you feeling?
Gosh, I feel quite emotional, actually. I feel relief. It's strange, actually, because I felt part of the whole procedure. I'm just so very, very grateful for the team here.
Yeah, I feel shaky, actually.
Sorry?
I feel a bit shaky.
That's normal, don't worry. Yeah, it's all me.
Well, we're now moved from operating table into a bed, and we're being wheeled to recovery. Is this what we call this? Can I take my mask off now?
Yeah, I'm Steve Williams. I'm a specialist physiotherapist in trauma and orthopaedics. So I work with people after joint replacements and fractures, really, getting them up and moving again and back to normal function. Our hips and knee replacement patients are on the enhanced recovery pathway, which means there's lots of prep done before the operation, but in general, we try and get them up the same day. So within a couple of hours of them returning to the ward, we'll be getting them back up, going through some basic exercises and having them standing up and getting some weight through that hip. So for Michelle, that'll mean doing exercises a couple times a day, getting up and walking, looking at managing some of the basics of being home and safe, like getting on and off the bed and the toilet, washing and dressing, going through a good exercise protocol that she can continue with, and being safe on her feet, really. And we'll see her a couple times every day.
Okay.
And give her some homework.
Truthfully, absolutely delighted. I'm so, so very, very happy, so grateful that, you know, we get the opportunity to have this sort of surgery on the National Health.
And you are now going to stay in hospital until Sunday, so it's Thursday today,
yes.
So that's a couple of nights, and then you're going to be, I presume, spend some time with a physio to get you walking and mobilising again?
Yes, that's correct. I think probably by late this afternoon I should be up and walking.
Really? Up and walking today? Oh, good luck with that, Michelle. I'm sure you'll do a really good job. I imagine it'll be a bit of a weird walk, I guess.
Yes,
kind of a swagger, I'm imagining.
Yes. Yeah, I think it probably will be.
A huge thank you to Michelle for letting us follow her journey through her hip replacement, and a massive well done to John Conroy and the whole team involved at Harrogate District Hospital. As Michelle mentioned, the NHS is a truly wonderful thing, and it's the people that make it so. We'll be following up with Michelle and John in the future to find out how things are going.
John Conroy, hip and knee specialist on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.